there are black dots floating before you, or maybe they zigzag, or maybe you even feel a slight dizziness. Then it happens. A banging pain blazes through your head, and it stays like an unwelcomed visitor. Sometimes, maybe, the pain is so great it makes you ill in other unpleasant ways. Maybe it makes you extremely tired, light sensitive, and next thing you know, your friends think you're a vampire because you spend so much time avoiding sunlight. In fact, any type of light makes the pain just a little worse. This is L.S. King, and I empathize. The women in my family, even the one who married into the bloodline, suffer from hurtful head pains. And lo and behold, recently, I too was diagnosed with a dreaded word, the evil word, the word that takes one down in the count. I suffer from migraines. This brings us to our topic of this podcast, relieving oneself of pain, especially headaches. When I was diagnosed and categorized with migraines, there were several options available, ranging from a myriad of pills, biofeedback, and yoga to hypnotherapy. Ah, there's something, I thought, smiling knowingly. My doctor was so right. Hypnosis is a perfect tool for dealing with the head troubles, so I started devising a plan for headache relief. It involves a few sessions of hypnotherapy, including pain relief, dealing with triggers, including finding them and eliminating them, biological changes, and stress relief. And from this plan, there are a couple concepts I want to share with you. The first one is, don't name your pain. Otherwise, like a stray puppy, once you name it, you own it. We tend to live in a world of categories. Well, who thought that was a good idea? It creates a world of limiting boundaries. Now, if you let go of the concept that you are a category, such as you are a migraine sufferer, freedom from pain may arrive much sooner. Deal with it in pieces. Break it down, as in learn what may trigger your head pain. Is it chocolate or caffeine, as is the case with my sister-in-law? Or is it a certain form of stress, such as mine? The second concept is to diminish the pain. Years ago, during a drawing class I took at Radford University, my teacher, yes, she was a drawing on the right side of the brain sort of soul, had a wonderful idea for relieving pain. Her concept was to concentrate on the pain. Visualize it as a shape, and once you found the boundaries, you then concentrated on what color it was. Then you visualized the shape shrinking and the color fading, and you took it all the way down to nothing. And by the time the shape and color disappeared, so did the pain. Remember this idea. We'll be coming back to it in just a bit. Tonight I'm going to introduce you to another form of progressive relaxation. This one hopefully won't cause you to have leg cramps. It involves just relaxing each muscle without having to tense it. So go ahead and get comfortable. Just remember, do not cross your arms or legs. We'll also be working on a little bit of our pain reduction ideas and concepts, as well as just relaxing. This is definitely a guided meditation. The music behind us that we're listening to is called Les's Yawn Birds, and it's been created by Mark Shear. We'll be interviewing him after a few moments of relaxation. So if you're comfortable, we'll begin now. Go ahead and close your eyes. Take a deep breath and exhale. Take another deep breath. Exhale. And on this third breath, I want you to hold it for a count of three. And exhale. Start to clear your mind. Think only of what I'm saying. Hear only my voice and the background music, and let go of the thoughts of today and tomorrow, and be calm and peaceful. As you continue to breathe, I want you to start with your toes. Relax the tips of your toes. Now the balls of your feet. Feel the arch relax. Then your heels, your ankles. Untighten those calf muscles and relax the knees. Now the thighs. Relax your hips. All the muscles in that area. Just let go completely. Just feel nothing but calm and relaxing. Perhaps you feel a heaviness developing in the limbs you've just relaxed. Just enjoy the sensation. Now relax your stomach muscles. Don't hold your stomach in. Just allow yourself to breathe and let it out. And as you're inhaling and exhaling, feel your ribs and your chest relax. Now release your lower back and go up your spine and feel all the muscles in your backs just releasing. If it helps to visualize the tension flowing out, allow yourself to visualize a color leaving your body as all the tension goes away. Now relax your upper back and your shoulders. Let them go, hanging loosely, and your arms. Feel your upper arms relax down to your elbows. Now your lower arms, your wrist, and finally your hands. Feel the tension release from the palm and the ball to your fingertips. Relax your pinky, your ring finger, your middle finger, the index finger, and your thumb. Feel everything drain away. Go back up to your shoulders. Release them again if you need to. Release the pressure in your neck, starting from the front to the back. Your head feels very heavy. Feel yourself release your chin, your lips, and all the muscles around your lips. Let your mouth just sort of hang open. Release your jaws and your cheeks. Feel the muscles around your sinus areas, your nose, and your eyes. Relax. Your eyes are closed and relax. Let go of the tension in your eyebrows and your forehead and your scalp. Now that you're in a relaxed alpha state, just stay with this sensation for as long as you wish. Just let yourself relax and feel rested. Now I want you to think of an area that is paining you and try to diminish the pain yourself using the exercise technique we mentioned earlier, where you visualize the shape and the form of your pain and you work on minimizing it down to nothing and letting go. I will let you do this for a few minutes longer while we continue to listen to the music. Go ahead and begin. Remember, you can use this pain relief technique at any time. You do not have to be in guided meditation or hypnosis to enjoy its benefits. Now I want you to start getting the awareness of reality back. Slowly move your fingers and your toes. Maybe stretch. And start to wake up. I will count from 1 to 3, and upon 3, you will awake, feeling completely rested and alert. 1, you feel wonderful. 2, you're beginning to open your eyes. 3, your eyes are open and you're wide awake. We hope you enjoyed this form of guided meditation and hope that it helps. We currently have a CD based on migraine headaches to help minimize it, and this sort of covers a little bit about what that CD does, except it's much more in depth. You can find out more about this CD at entranced.com. That's www.ntranced.com. Now, as promised, we have the interview with Mark Scheer, who has created the background music of today's podcast.
What was my inspiration for Yawn Birds? Well, let's see. Well, Les, you actually filled in the missing spaces for me. You said you liked acoustic music, and the idea of including nature seemed to be kind of a relaxing combination. I visualized walking through a forest and, you know, a little light ray streaming through the gaps in the leaves and then laying down for a nap in the woods. That sounded like a good little visual scenario and a great way to spend a Saturday. And of course, with all the noodling around, noodling is like doodling on paper but with sound. And that's about as technical as I get. Anyway, you know, I had a hard time about what to call it. It was a toss-up between wet noodles. That doesn't sound quite as poetic. Then there was my mother's birds, but she hates birds, so neither of those worked. Anyway, the yawn birds seemed appropriate.
Well, the birds are a particularly wonderful visual effect, I think. It doesn't have to be just audible. So how long did it take you to create Yawn Birds?
Essentially, this was an idea looking for a home. I've had the main riff in my head for a long, long time. Imagine having something you want to say for, 30 years, and then suddenly someone calls on you and says, tell us your story. It was a pleasure to finally get it out for someone else to hear.
Though long in coming, it sounds like time and place really came together for you here. Were there any huge challenges that you faced in creating Yawn Birds?
Well, besides the fact that I'm practically life-challenged anyway, there were a couple of things that were challenging. The first was the technical side of the recording. I'm still learning about the engineering side, and I love learning it, though. The other was the sheer length of the music required for a hypnotism session. It was just a little daunting. I finally decided to put the song together as a suite of themes with an acoustic guitar riff threading through the whole thing to bring in some unity. I used the birds fading in to signal theme changes with a different lead soloing over the acoustic. I had reservations about adding the birds, they being one of my mother's least favorite things, but the effect was pretty cool. I guess that's the other thing. I know less is more, but playing with effects is so much fun. I had to clear my throat.
Well, now that Yawnbirds has a voice of its own, what are your musical plans next? What's in store for Mark Shearer and his fans?
I've got a piece I'm circulating among some folks I've played with. It's kind of collaborative. I laid down a simple background and keyboard melody that sounds a lot like a violin. I can't wait to hear what everyone else adds to it.
Well, if people want to know more about this project or are interested in purchasing Yawnbirds for their own sessions, how can they get a hold of you?
If someone wants to reach me, I can be contacted at changeandgrow@yahoo.com. That's change and grow. It's one word. I'd love to do more projects like this. Everyone keep me in mind. And Les, thanks again for the opportunity.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk with us and for creating this beautiful piece of music. We'll also have Mark's email link on our blog. Or if you care to comment on his creative piece or about pain reduction, hypnosis, or the concept of relaxing in this chaotic world, please feel free to add your comments to our blog at www.nanceed.com/blog/index.html. That's it for this podcast. This is LS King, fixing the world one person at a time.